This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The miracles of Jesus did not always attract people, and certainly did not always convert them. There are many examples of this truth in the Gospel records, but none more emphatic than these words from Matthew's record of the Gospel. Then he began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which were done in you were done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Matthew 11:20-24. Those who think we must have miracles today to convert the world to Christ should examine these verses very carefully. When a paralytic was brought to Jesus for healing, our Lord simply said, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." The Jews who witnessed the healing of the paralytic accused Jesus of blasphemy because he was claiming the prerogatives of God. Jesus explained that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, as well as to heal all diseases. He told the man whom he had healed, "Arise, take up your bed, and go unto your own house." Matthew 9:1-6. The former paralytic arose and departed to his house. Matthew 9:7. It is evident that Jesus performed a genuine miracle. When the paralytic was brought to Jesus, he was lying on a bed. He was not able to walk. Jesus did not perform some hocus-pocus on the man. He told him to get up and go into his own house. The man did not have to be convinced that he was healed. He obeyed the Lord's command to walk. It is not difficult to understand Matthew's next comment. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power to men. Matthew 9:8. Some of Christ's healings were relatively private, but the healing of the paralytic was before a large crowd. It was and often is easy to deceive a small group, but it is not easy to fool a crowd. The crowd could see that the man brought for healing was indeed a paralytic. They could also discern that a spectacular healing had occurred. The evidence was so overwhelming that they expressed no doubt about the miracle. If this were true of just one healing, there might be some room for doubting the divine record. But it occurred over and over. The reaction of the multitude was interesting and instructive. They marveled and glorified God. The King James Version follows a manuscript that uses the Greek thaumazo, that means to marvel. Most modern versions use the Greek phobeo, which means to stand in awe or to hold in reverence. I do not know which Greek word is correct, but both indicate amazement on the part of the multitude. We're not surprised to read of the crowd's reaction to Christ's mighty miracle. The onlookers had to know they were dealing with someone who had the power of God to perform these mighty works. When they saw the miracle, they glorified God, who had given such power to men. The people had no doubt that a mighty miracle had occurred, so they glorified God for His graciousness in giving such power to human beings. And why should they not glorify God? They knew what the miraculous powers meant. They knew God was showing to fallen men how much He loved them and what He was doing to bring them to Himself. It would have been hard for them to miss the point of the great manifestation of love and power. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.